Last night's terrorist bombings in Riyadh came at a time of heightened security concerns. On May 1st, the State Department issued an advisory urging Americans to avoid travel to Saudi Arabia. It said there were signs that terrorist groups may be in the final phases of planning attacks against U.S. interests in the country. And the advisory said U.S. citizens who live there should consider leaving. For a sense of what it's like to be an American living in Saudi Arabia, we're joined now by Alfie Johnson, who has lived for 2 years in the Al Hamra compound on the eastern edge of Riyadh. That's one of the three compounds which were bombed last night. Mr. Johnson, can you tell us, please, what happened where you were living?
Certainly. At about 11:30 p.m. our time, I just finished watching the closing bell on Wall Street. I heard a loud bang, and I went around the house and turned the lights off just in case it was a problem. And then I heard a kind of the staccato of a machine gun firing, and at that point I raced up the stairs, got our two kids, a six-year-old and an eight-year-old, into our closet area, which we call our shelter. And just as we reached the shelter, there was a very loud explosion, and that knocked out all the windows, knocked out the doors, and caused a great deal of damage.
How close was that explosion to the villa where you're living?
I'd say about 150 yards.
Your two children must have been extremely frightened. Had you prepared them in any way for anything like this that might happen?
Well, yes. In fact, we'd had a similar type of drill with our kids when we lived in Dallas and had tornado watches. So When I woke our kids up, I just told them there was a big storm coming and to get into the shelter. And so we all got into shelter and hunkered down, and that's when the big bang occurred. And at that point, the kids thought it was just a loud thunderclap.
And have you told them what happened?
Yes.
How did you explain that to them?
I basically explained that it really wasn't a storm. It was an explosion. A bomb had gone off. And I said some mad people have done this, and we're going to the hotel. And they seemed to take that very much in hand and in stride.
You're still at that hotel, but as I understand it, you do know people who were injured in the explosion. Can you tell us how they're doing?
Yes, they're doing fine, but unfortunately, I know some people who were also killed.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Are they folks who live nearby?
They lived about two streets away. In fact, they were the Saudi owners of the compound.
Mr. Johnson, Osama bin Laden has always made it a clear point that he's incensed by U.S. presence in Saudi Arabia, and he's also said that it's not just the U.S. military, but also U.S. civilians who are fair game. Have you been feeling vulnerable, and has it made you think twice about staying in Saudi Arabia with your children?
This is such a small minority of people who share that opinion here, and in general, the Saudis are very generous hosts and very caring people. So, in general, this is a very safe place to live.
I imagine, though, an incident like this must really give you pause.
Oh, absolutely. And more for the children than for anything else.
What do you think you're going to do?
Well, one of our primary reasons is to be here is for the children. It's a very safe environment for them. The level of education is excellent. But, their school, which is also located in the Al Hamra compound, suffered some substantial damage, and I just heard that it will not reopen until September. So we'll have to reevaluate what our plans are.
Mr. Johnson, you've mentioned your children. Was your wife also with you at the time of the explosion?
She was on a trip visiting her family in Chicago and is on her way back.
It must be very hard for her to not be there with you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we had some very emotional telephone calls last night.
Mr. Johnson, thanks so much for talking with us, and good luck to you and to your family.
Thank you very much.
Alfie Johnson lives in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, where he's regional vice president for Rosewood Hotels and Resorts. He and his family live in the Al Hamra compound, which was attacked by terrorists last night.